Some types of play require innovative solutions. You have to tempt and seduce your own mind to get it on the right track, to open roads to pleasure and deeply embed related fetishes. Those roads end up locked off by societal expectations, or our own hang-ups surrounding sex, fun, and acknowledging our deeper embedded fetishes. But if you lock yourself off, or let yourself stay locked off from unique pleasures, you only limit and deny yourself. If you knew that there was a truly divine, transcendental, amazing pleasure which you could experience, and even share, which hits all your sweet spots and leaves you aroused, awakened, invigorated, which goes into the scrapbook of all the best and sexiest things in your life, would you really leave that opportunity sitting on the table? Or would you dive head and hand and mind first into it, absorbing it, internalizing it, diving after it and pursuing the delicious, tempting possibility? I think I know the answer. And if you want to continue listening, then you have yours as well. Focus on my voice. To the exclusion of other things, though other thoughts may wander through, other experiences may filter through your mind, and that's all right. Because I can make the things I am saying arousing, tempting, or soothing enough to help you let my voice be the main thread of thought, no matter what other drifting sub-threads you deal with. Following my words and feeling an awareness that this is a safe place, only expected things will happen. They may be vigorous or arousing. They may spark you to action, and it's all right, if that's the case. But know that you're able to anticipate the kind of things I will say, and the arousal to come. This is about relaxation, empowerment, and letting you be turned on so you can be more tempted to carry out certain exploratory, playful actions, assisting you in doing the very things you're already inclined to do on your own, making them more prominent, more tempting. Instead of treading new ground, everything about this experience is designed to be familiar, easily digested, useful to you in your everyday sexual experience. So hear my voice, but hear also the affirmation inside of you, which you decided on the moment you began listening and reaffirmed a moment ago. If there is a source of pleasure, a rare, wonderful, particular pleasure or delight, which not many would ever experience, and you are, due to your fetishes, interests, quirks, or the unique relationship system you find yourself in, or just due to what arouses you, if you are able to pursue that, you are uniquely suited to taste a rare delight few others ever will. Why would you avoid that singular experience, that tempting fetish? Perhaps there is a responsibility, even. A special purpose in exploring feminine expression, arousal, desire, delight, submission, and dominance as they occur to you. And that special purpose available to you. Hearing my voice. Finding the missing piece which prepares and opens you. Seizing hold of it and letting it snap into place. Like a missing piece. Which helps you find deeper delights. So you can help yourself to them, and help bring them into the world. Hear my voice. Exist in the present moment. Think of her. Think of what you will bring about. Think of what is already beginning to flower. Open your mind receptively for information I believe you'll enjoy hearing. Truly, passionately enjoy. From visualization to implementation, sharing ideas. And my words can arrive weighing down and providing new ideas that might take a little focus, 10. Might take enough focus that your limbs can weigh down the heavy, drowsy, soothing preparation. Action is still possible, but maybe it's a little slower, a little more relaxed. But it might take enough focus that your limbs move slow. And though I'm providing these ideas, pouring, sexy, interesting thoughts of intimate closeness, of her, and your desire, Ever more exploratory fetish conduct pouring from my mind into these words. I'm not there. I am elsewhere, so you are free, comfortable and in privacy, loved and safe with your partner. 9. Free to sink, knowing only you and the subject of your attentions shall know. You are free to touch yourself, free to touch her, to explore with toys or fantasize freely as the words flow. These words will be active and reasonably paced, so you're going to hear them regardless. 8. And like I said, you're not going to just have to leave the ideas on the table. If you hear a good idea, your mind is going to eagerly lap it up, because that's what you do with good ideas presented alluringly. 7. And that'll be part of you. It won't be dependent on me or my words. It'll be integrated, touching yourself or her, stimulating, fantasizing, simulating. 6. These things are permitted, no matter how heavy your head, your eyes, your limbs become as you open your receptive mind. Any sexy action you would perform is still allowed. You're still able, anyway, if you can get through the thoughts and the arousal. If you desire to feel intimate closeness, well, that's all the better, so listen and sink. 5. Sinking deeper, thinking of delicious feminine attraction, of some trappings which go with feminization and feminine presentation. Think of her. Think of how she helps you to feel. Think of what you long to do for her, with her, to her. Picture her. Sink with her. 4. Her every delicious caress pushes you that much deeper. 3. Your touch upon her. 2. Accelerating the relaxation of muscles, the easy closure of the eyes, the deep, deep place in which you feel so open to her. 1. Entwine your body with hers and enjoy what follows.